Obama goes 8-0. And last night, Obama was elected the president of the Chesapeake Bay. So fantastic news for you.
Hurrah!
Thank you, thank you.
Finally have a black president of the Chesapeake Bay. Anywhere you go down there, Earl, you're welcome. 8-0, you got to be feeling high on this one, big guy.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. We're just inching a little bit closer to what's ultimately going to happen is Barack Hussein Obama, president of the United States of America.
Hold on, I just thought I heard Anthony scream somewhere off far away.
Yeah, he was a little upset.
Yeah.
Just a little bit upset.
But are you you're walking on clouds right now?
I never thought in my lifetime we would see a black president. I thought I'd be old and gray, but to be...
You know, he's only president of the Chesapeake Bay and only the Democratic part.
You are old and gray also.
Is it... You know what? I'm ready to make a deal right now. What do you think if we have a white president of the United States and a black president of the United States? Why do we really have to rule over each other, Earl? Why can't we have our own?
Earl, that sounds fair.
The separate but equal presidency?
Yes, almost like an Earth 2 with the old Superman. The other planet Earth on the other side of the sun.
I don't think either side will be particularly happy about it. Mm.
I've never been happy with a president, so none of this bothers me. None of this bothers me. I've never voted for a winner, and I don't plan on this year. This year, I'm writing in. My write-in vote is for Fargo, the film. That will be my write-in vote. And they know why. They know exactly why I'm voting for Fargo. Earl, were you up all night?
Yeah, watching the returns. I watched a speech. I am ecstatic. I mean, right now, because who would have thought Hillary Clinton would just be on the run as much as she is right now? She's in a bad spot right
now.
Yeah,
she is.
She took the 310 to Yuma yesterday.
Here's some of the numbers that came in yesterday. In Virginia, Obama 64% to Clinton's 35%. And 1% voted kill me. Obama in Maryland... Obama 60 to Clinton's 37. And in District of Columbia, which everyone calls Chocolate City, it was Obama 75% to Clinton's 24%.
Oh, Jesus.
So massive wins. And these last eight, none of them have been close, Fezzy.
No.
These have been routes.
Yeah, just all primaries and caucuses that the Clinton campaign willing at conceding before they even happen.
Will, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, buddy.
Earl, you there?
I'm right here.
Were you jerking off last night watching the polls?
With your socks on?
Socky.
I wasn't jerking off, but
yes, you were.
Mr. Socko! Were you as happy as you've ever been?
This is an extreme moment. Extreme moment in black history. I mean, this
were you
is...
Dan Cortez?
Yeah.
What does extreme moment mean?
He's very, very happy. You can't imagine. Earl never thought this day would come.
I mean, Jesse Jackson was like a pipe dream in 84, but this one...
He was like a crack pipe dream.
But, I mean, not only is he... I mean, like you said, he's winning handedly. It's not even like, oh, this is too close to call. We have to wait all night for results. He's winning by 2-1 and 3-1 margins. I mean, the American public is, at least the Democratic side, is embracing Barack Obama.
Here's Dragon. Dragon, you're on Fez.
Hey, Earl, I want to see how you feel about Ron's vow to stalk and capture Obama in 08. It's gotta hurt you a little bit.
I got to do a quick correction for you here. That was Osama I'm going to stalk.
Oh.
Osama.
Glad you cleared that up, because that wouldn't...
Yeah, I had to clear that up before there's a new administration. I want to get that out now. I might be living the next 4 years in blackface anyway. I'm not like Anthony. I'm not going to fight it. I'm just going to put on blackface, run into the streets, and you start jumping up and down screaming, yes, we can.
Way to give in and just accept.
Earl, on election night, if Obama wins this, and there's a good chance that he can, don't start burning parked cars and turning shit over. That is the worst victory celebration ever.
I can't make any guarantees that a little bit of rioting might break out, but if you will see a lunatic running down the street, probably me,
Obama,
just like saying, yes, we did. Yes, I will go crazy.
Yes, we are.